This is my son. When he got water baptized, that was close. That's how he wants to be with us. He wants to send his glory over your head and tell others, this is my child and I've anointed this person. That's you, that's me. Wow. That's close. This means that God the Father, through the person of Jesus Christ, desires to walk with us, to talk with us, to move mountains for us, to show us signs and wonders, to heal when there's sickness. Let's no longer look at God as some distant God. And He is a personal God. And He wants to be close to you and to me. So in 2016, let's make it a point to stay close to Jesus. Pushing every hindrance aside, out of your way, to stay close to Jesus. And in 2016, as we journey together to be close to the Messiah, I promise you this, because His word is truth. Signs and wonders will follow the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So in 2016, as a church, as individuals, we will be on a journey to hold Jesus close. We need Jesus to be close. It's a personal relationship. It's a real relationship. And I'm going to open the altars this first Sunday of the new year. And the altar call is this. That you've made a decision that in 2016, Jesus is first and I'm going to hold Him close. I'm going to hold Him close because there will be times when the wind will blow and it'll be boisterous. And as for me and my house, I'm holding Jesus close every step of the way. Every step of the way. Before I open the altar up to that, and I know that many of you are your heart is, I want to hold Jesus close. I don't want to take any chances. But before I have that general altar call, I want to give an opportunity. If you haven't received Jesus Christ, and today you've heard a message how Jesus loves you intimately, and He wants you to be close to Him, and you've kind of felt distant, I want to give you an opportunity this morning in front of others to say, I need to rededicate my life. Or I need to dedicate my life, surrender my heart to Jesus Christ. When I count to three, if that's you, I want you to just come forward and say, I just need to. In 2016, I've made a decision. Jesus is Lord of my life. One, two, three. Anyone say, yes, Jesus is Lord of my life. No more chances. Michelle, lead us.
Help me find a way. to bring me back to you. You're all I want. You're all I'll ever need. You're all I want. Help me know you are near. Draw me close to you.
Come to the altar, and this is what you're coming for. You're saying, in 2016, I am determined to hold Jesus close. When I count to three, or you're already coming, so let's just come as a church body. If that's your prayer, if you're in agreement and in unity, that in 2016, I'm going to hold Jesus close, I want you to come to the front.
Help me find a way.
Sing together.
Help me find a way.
Hold us close, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Help me find a way and bring me back to you.
Jesus is all we need. That's all we need, church. Father, these are your people. They have a desire and a hunger above all to hold you close. As you prayed that intimate prayer, when you, Jesus, said to the Father, as you and I are one, let all those that believe in the future be one with us. And Lord, this morning we feel you close. Lord, and you are preparing us for 2016. And the enemy will try to attack, and he will try to throw fiery darts. But Lord, greater is he that is in us. The closeness. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the dark world. So Lord, I pray for your people. And I pray for every person represented that has come forward and said, hold me close, Jesus. Lord, that we bind the devourer, and we pray in 2016 for signs and wonders to follow the believers of Jesus Christ. Lord, we realize that as we begin to surrender our will to your will, that we're going to be put in places where we need a miracle. But Lord, we know we will see a miracle for your people. Lord, blessings in 2016 for the people of God that have chosen to hold Jesus close. And to you be the honor, and to you be the glory. Let's sing that song again. Let's sing it again. Lord, hold us close.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. Cause nothing else can take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way.
Find a way.
To bring me back to you.
The way is Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. You're all we need, Lord.
You're all I want. You're all I've ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you. Yeah. Your